The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 29, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated Xiomara Castro as she was leading the vote count in Sunday's elections in Honduras. It took 12 years after the coup d'etat against Manuel Zelaya for the Honduran people to achieve this Sunday's resounding victory at the polls. Congratulations to President-elect Xiomara Castro. Latin America and the Caribbean also celebrated with Honduras, the president wrote on Twitter. According to the National Electoral Council of that country, at the close of the day, the candidate for the opposition alliance accumulated 554,000 votes, representing 53.61% of the total. With this figure, Castro surpassed by 205,000 votes the second place in these elections, the candidate of the ruling National Party, Nasri Asfura, with around 350,000 ballots in her favor, 33.95%. Also, the president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, analyzed the measures to reduce COVID-19 in provinces with worrying indicators, despite the fact that the island is already below 1,000 active cases. In a regular meeting of the temporary work group, the president spoke through the video conference with the governors of Holguín and Camagüey to learn about their containment actions because those territories show more sick people compared to other places. Likewise, the head of state received an update on the production and distribution of medicinal oxygen, which behaves according to the needs of the health system. Díaz-Canel congratulated the workers in the health sector and expressed his wish that this behavior be maintained. Italian entrepreneurs expressed their interest and growing expectation for the possibilities of doing businesses in Cuba during a forum held at the National Hotel. Cuba shows positive signs favoring the commitment to expand commercial ties, said the Italian ambassador in Havana, Roberto Vellano, in his speech at the meeting attended by the Cuban Prime Minister, Manuel Marrero. The Italian diplomat praised the control over the COVID-19 pandemic vaccination campaign that has already reached 81% of Cuban population, as well as the reopening of the national economy, particularly production and tourism. Likewise, Mr. Vellano highlighted the transformations in Cuba's economic scenario with the inclusion of new actors such as micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises and non-agricultural cooperatives, of which over 700 have already been approved. He also extolled the relations between the two countries, which go beyond the commercial way and are reaffirmed with solidarity and respect, and in particular recalled Soberana Plus Turin clinical trial, through which a group of 35 Italians aging 19 and 59 infected and immunized to prove the effectiveness of the Cuban vaccine candidate. And in the international agenda, we have that Barbados will cut its constitutional ties with the British monarchy in the next few hours to become the youngest republic in the world, although some Barbadians see that historic moment only as a first step. We are very happy because we will stop having the Queen of England as our head of state, but we see this event as the beginning of the construction of a project, the Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny, told Prensa Latina. According to the well-known Barbadian trade unionist and activists, the organization under his charge will begin to campaign from the first day of the proclamation of the Parliamentary Republic to establish a system of government in which voters have the right to vote for the president of the country. We will also demand a higher level of popular participation in the decision-making process through electoral assemblies and communities, he added. Meanwhile, as of today until December 31st, the third dose of COVID-19 vaccines will be applied in Bolivia to people inoculated between February and July, according to the Bolivian Ministry of Health, Jason Ausa. We are starting this vaccination specially, thinking of the elderly, but we can extend it to all those immunized with the second dose from February to July 2022, he said in an interview with Bolivia TV. He added that the campaign will last until the end of the year, and from that day they will evaluate the possibility of bringing this benefit to other groups not included in the aforementioned period. Thanks to a process of collaboration and coordination with Argentina, we have achieved the allocation of vaccines that will arrive in the coming weeks and will allow us, starting this Monday, to apply the third dose to reinforce the people who received the second dose 6 months ago, he pointed out. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.